This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
COVID-19 is the new global 9/11. This is the attack on humanity, the engineered attack for depopulation and also to try to take out President Trump, who has so far resisted every effort of removal by the treacherous, treasonous deep state that despises America, despises the Constitution, hates Trump, hates InfoWars and all of us. They want to take our guns, take our speech, take our rights, take our lives. How are we going to stop them? That's what we're exploring today. We've got just a few more minutes here with Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. Oathkeepers.org is the website. And Stuart, I just want to thank you for all your explanations and thoughts on this today. Do you agree that we have a very narrow path to navigate here? We've got to beat this virus, but we've somehow got to defend the Constitution and keep the Republic intact. Have we ever faced something like this since, I don't know, World War II?
Well, sure, it was called 9/11.
Well, yeah, okay, sure.
Prosperity, we set aside a lot of our rights, and you know, they crossed the Rubicon. They did things that they never should have done, detaining two American citizens in military tribunals and military detention. And so you had conservatives back then supporting that because Bush was doing it. So this is a dangerous territory. It's very dangerous, and it could be this is going to be used to destroy our Constitution. So we can't do that. We can't run around with a hair on fire and throw the Constitution in the trash can. But at the same time, though, we can't be just complacent and say this is no big deal. It's just the flu. There's a middle ground there where you do what you can inside the bounds of the Constitution. You don't step outside of it. I've got no option. I swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution. I take that seriously, and I'm under duty obligation to enforce it. And the same goes for the President of the United States. He has no right, no power to step outside the Constitution. None of us do. And so, you know, we have to take a hard stand on that. You must be within the bounds. But within the bounds, there's a lot of things you can do to mitigate and take care of this. You're going to have loss of life because they failed to do what they should have done, which is lock our borders down and exclude the outside world. They failed to do that. We're now going to pay the price.
Yeah, that's true.
Reality.
So much of our federal government right now is already outside the bounds of what's constitutional. As you well know, I'm not telling you anything new, but even the very existence of the CDC or even FEMA is arguably unconstitutional right now. The fiefdoms of these federal regulators from FTC to DEA to FDA, they're all unconstitutional. They're all run by unelected bureaucrats. And yet, Trump is limited by the Constitution, but the rest of the government seems to be limited by nothing, especially the deep state traitors, the Obama holdovers and so on. They're not limited by law. They can do anything, and they never get held to account. How can Trump navigate that situation? I mean, they're trying to destroy him and the country at the same time, and he's got very few powers, relatively speaking.
No, he can lock down the border. He can exclude, he should still do it. Exclude the outside world for now. Quarantine us. You know, quarantine the rest of the world, basically. Lock it down like the Saudis just did or like Israel's doing. You don't get into Israel now without going through a quarantine. He can do that right now. And by that leadership, he will make sure the people of the United States understand this is real and really serious. And then he can lock down the border of Mexico, all these people talking about, and he can pressure the governors to close a school, which they should, and close down mass gatherings, which they also should do.
What should he do then if a judge in Hawaii, appointed by Obama, says, oh, you can't do that, just like has happened many times before? What should Trump do now under these circumstances if these liberal judges try to block him?
He should do what Andrew Jackson did. He said the court's made its decision, now it can enforce it. And he should just go and do what's necessary to defend American lives, period. So he's got to be hardcore.
Oh, I agree, but does he have enough support at the Pentagon to carry out those orders, even if liberal judges in Hawaii are telling him not to do it?
We'll find out, won't we? But he has to do it to find out.
If that's not the answer I wanted to hear.
Doing it. That's the problem. He's got to man up and act. And if he mans up and acts, I think those of us who took that oath will take it seriously and support him, as long as he's within the bounds of the Constitution.
All right. So, Stuart Rhodes, thank you so much for joining us today. Very valuable insight and analysis. We're going to continue now through the fourth hour with your phone calls coming up, your questions, your comments, and your advice for President Trump. This is Mike Adams here on Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water, that's pray, that's get focused, that's not be stressed out because you're prepared, and that's get DNA Force Plus, the PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there. 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com with the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
All right, we are continuing now for the fourth hour. This is Mike Adams from Natural News. We're going to take your calls with questions and suggestions for President Trump. We've had a fascinating discussion over the last hour with Gary Haven as well as Stuart Rhodes. I've got my own analysis that you've heard over the last few days as well. First, just want to mention InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, you know that's what keeps us running, but I have a little different take on this. If you're not boosting your immune function and protecting yourself with the nutrients that Gary Haven mentioned about an hour ago, then you're crazy. Look, I think that right now we have, let's say, a 2% mortality rate. The WHO says it's 3.4%. The new numbers from worldometer.info now say it's a 6% death rate across the board. Maybe it's only 1%. But look, you're a lot less likely to die if you keep your immune function healthy and strong to begin with. And even though we don't know anything about what's proven against this particular coronavirus, we can, of course, have general principles of boosting our immune health. I take vitamin C every day, massive amounts of it. I take vitamin D every day. I take magnesium and zinc. Those are the four nutrients that Gary Haven mentioned. But I take a lot more, too. I take turmeric. I take astaxanthin. I take spirulina. I take, you know, licorice root and all kinds of other things. Alpha lipoic acid, for example. Ginger root is very helpful. InfoWarsStore.com has a lot of things that are generally supportive of your normal immune function. And I think you'd be crazy not to support this network and also boost your health in this time. Even though, again, we don't know. Nothing has been scientifically proven against this virus, not any drug, not any pharmaceutical, not any herb or vaccine or anything, because it's still so early in this race to find what works. But boosting immune function makes perfect sense. So let's go to calls here. Now, I don't have the callers' names in front of me, so I apologize in advance to the callers, but we're going to go kind of rapid pace here shortly. But one other thing to mention before we go to calls, bring up the worldometer.info, or some people say worldometer.info. Go to the coronavirus page. Show that chart, because it shows the rise in cases around the world, and it shows the current 6% death rate that is calculated from cases that are closed. So 94% of the people are discharged as survivors, and 6% are dying. Now, out of that 100%, maybe 4 out of 5 people, or roughly 80%, maybe it's 85%, are having very mild cases. But after you get beyond mild and you get into serious or critical status, then the death rate skyrockets, especially if you're an older individual. If you're older than 60, your death rate on average is about 4%. If you're older than 70, it's about 8%. If you're older than 80, it's about 15 or 16%. Across the board, it's about 6% fatality, according to the current numbers. And as more numbers roll in from Italy and Korea and the United States, we're going to have even better accuracy on all those numbers. Here's what we know for sure. The more testing you do, the lower your death rate gets, because you get early treatment for people, you get good hospital care. So the United States needs to be testing like mad right now, and it still isn't happening at the pace that we need. South Korea has been leading the way on testing around for the whole world. South Korea is an outstanding model for testing. They've got drive-through testing. They've done hundreds of thousands of tests, while America has only achieved a few thousand tests. That is unacceptable. We can't say that America is ready for a pandemic if we can't test for it. So, you know, all this talk out there that says, oh, America is great, it's the best healthcare system in the world, we were ready for the pandemic. Not at all true. Hospitals did not have masks. That's why they're scrambling to buy them. They did not have gear. Fire departments and police departments, first responders across the country did not have masks. I know this is a fact because I've spoken to many of the logistics people that order supplies. They did not have supplies. Hospitals weren't ready. Firefighters, their departments weren't ready. Counties weren't ready. Cities weren't ready. Hospitals weren't ready. And the CDC was the most of all not ready for this. And the FDA wasn't ready. The Big Pharma wasn't ready. The NIH wasn't ready. So no, we're way behind the curve on this. We should have been testing thousands of people a month ago, and we didn't. And as a result, this has slipped out of control right now. It's broken containment in areas like Seattle and Washington, and this is not going to get under control until we take new steps. Another important point here. Big tech wants you to die. So big tech wants the population. They are censoring all the good information sources like us and InfoWars and Natural News and others, even Zero Hedge, you know, got shut down by Twitter. Why? Why are these sources being censored? Because big tech wants you to die. They don't want you to understand that there are things you can do to defend yourself, to protect yourself. They don't want you to know the truth about how serious this is. And they certainly don't want you buying masks. Facebook has banned ads for masks, which is insane. And the U.S. Surgeon General has said, stop buying masks. They don't work, says the Surgeon General. And then followed by, oh, we need them in the hospitals because they do work in the hospitals. Wow, those are some really magical masks. It's like the magical passport from 9/11, you know, that was found on the sidewalk, somehow survived the massive explosion that brought down ultimately three buildings, but, you know, one tower at a time. And this passport was found on the sidewalk, and they said, oh, this is the identity of one of the hijackers. Wow, that's a magical passport. Well, now we have magical masks that don't work when you wear them, but they do work when government bureaucrats wear them. So this level of insanity and disinformation is not going to help anybody. We need good, honest information, full transparency from the president, from Dr. Fauci, from the FDA, from the CDC right now. And if we don't get good, honest information, Trump should fire everybody who is lying to America, starting with the head of the CDC. Now, I got to say, Dr. Fauci has been saying some very transparent things lately. Just this morning, I believe, Dr. Fauci said, we've only just begun to see this. This is only the beginning, I think, were his words. So that's accurate. Thank you, Dr. Fauci, for saying that. Yeah, he knows where this is going, but the CDC has been lying to people, or at least some people in the CDC. There's still Dr. Nancy Messonnier, who from time to time says something that's incredibly accurate and true, but then she gets accused of being a fearmonger when she says, hey, this is coming. You better get the schools ready. You better get the hospitals ready. This is coming. She's not wrong about that. So, you know, we've got to be able to sort out truth from non-truth. But let's go to, we got a couple minutes left. Let's go to a caller right now. I'm sorry I don't know your name, but you're live here with Mike Adams. Go ahead with your question or comment. Victor in Europe, I believe. Go ahead, Victor.
I just wanted to mention how the vaccines, there won't be a vaccine that will actually work because there's too many mutations, just like the common cold. And some of the studies that I've read about say that if you get a vaccine for a particular, you know, they have to predict what type of the mutation will be occurring in the future. And by the time that future comes around, it's usually not valid. And then the mutations that aren't included in the vaccine will actually be more, make the person more susceptible. That's number one. And then number two, I've read that some of these test kits actually give some false positives and false negatives. And I can't hear you.
No, you're absolutely right. Everything you've said is right on. The vaccine will probably not work. We can't rely on the vaccine. You're correct in saying that the test kits that were originally sent out by the CDC on February 5th, they gave false positives and false negatives, but the CDC told everybody stop using those kits. So those kits have since been replaced. It was a problem with the chemical reagents that were in those kits. So the new kits that have gone out are now accurate. That's my understanding. And they're being, see, what's happening is the test kits in the local cities are being done, and then samples are being sent to the CDC for genetic confirmation of the testing. So you have two stages of testing. Local hospital does an instant test, which is maybe, I'm guessing, 98, 99% accurate, and then the CDC confirms it with their gene sequencing analyzers. And then that's a confirmed case. So my belief right now, and it's a great point, caller. Thank you, Victor. Thank you for asking those questions. My assessment right now is that the tests are accurate now, but they were delayed on purpose to allow the virus to spread across America. So now we're going to see thousands of cases confirmed in America over the next 2 to 3 weeks. That's what's coming. More of your calls straight ahead. This is Mike Adams here on Infowars.com, the Alex Jones Show. We've got callers lined up, questions and comments. We'll be back with all that and much more.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see business card rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
Wake up in the morning and the light.
Okay, this is Mike Adams here. We're going to continue with calls in just a minute, but we've got some breaking news. Reportedly, President Trump is now considering making a national emergency declaration under the Stafford Act, which would free up new money for FEMA. So we would start to see funding for FEMA nationwide. Perhaps FEMA would be setting up, well, happy camps, happy fun camps that Hillary Clinton used to describe them. Look, I suppose, you know, FEMA is going to end up running quarantine centers across America. That, just imagine that. Do you have to turn in your AR-15 to go to a FEMA camp? I have no idea. We'll have to see where that goes. But look, on another note, I want to say, as a Trump supporter, as a patriot, we want a strong response that respects the Constitution, but that stops this virus. We the people, at least I think most patriots would agree with me, we're not going to be causing trouble out there if Trump announces a national declaration, emergency declaration. We support stopping this virus quickly. We would support National Guard troops if they're helping with testing. We would, like Stuart Rhodes was talking about, we would support these troops in a healthcare or emergency medicine type of context. What we absolutely will resist is gun confiscation, just so you know. That's not going to fly anywhere that I can think of. So yeah, we support a national response. We support the emergency declaration. We support healthcare. We support testing. We support the quarantining of individuals who are infected. If it's done in a way that respects their civil liberties and human rights, we absolutely do not support the censorship that's taking place right now and any assaults on our Second Amendment. Forget it. We will fight to defend the Second Amendment no matter what. And let me be just totally clear, no ambiguity about that. We will never give up our Second Amendment rights, not under any emergency, not under any circumstances. So the governor of Texas, I know, will hear that message loud and clear, and he supports the Second Amendment, and Trump needs to hear that message loud and clear. Don't come for our guns, or you're going to have a pandemic and other problems on your hands. I'll just put it that way. So respect the Second Amendment, respect the Constitution, but let's beat this virus. Okay, let's go to Chris in Washington. Chris, yeah, I think Chris is on the line. I think I've got the name right. Chris, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. It's great to talk to somebody with your expertise. You know, I just have a quick question. I wonder why the suppression all the way up to, I support Trump, and I've been a Trump supporter since the minute he started. I don't understand why I understand panic. I get that point. But from your perspective, why is he letting the CDC suppress the amount of tests that have actually been done? Like you've said, there's a huge suppression being done.
Well, I think they did it behind his back, and they did it to try to hurt Trump. And he did not get ahead of it quickly enough, because I believe Trump wants to protect the stock market, because he's tied his reelection to the stock market very, very strongly. Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense. It makes sense a lot. I just don't see how they could do it. I mean, I'm not even a smart guy. I know you're smart. I know he's smart. I don't claim to be smart, but I'm smart enough to see that there's a huge suppression by the CDC. I mean, you can go to their website and see they've only done, 20-some-hundred tests in the whole country.
Well, you're smart enough to question the lies of the establishment. That makes you smarter than about 90% of the country, by the way. So consider yourself in the top 10% right there. Look, the stupid people are the ones who just believe the system. And they're just waiting around for a vaccine that may never come and may never work. But you're exactly on point. Thank you there for your call, Chris. Let's go to Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the air with Mike Adams. Go ahead with your comment or question, please.
Hello, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. Just wanted to see if you had also heard about the Houston Rodeo being canceled, which is unprecedented in the city, because one of the people that were possibly infected in Montgomery County, which is about 40 miles outside of Houston, attended the barbecue festival.
Oh, wow.
I want to make that comment.
No, I had not heard that was confirmed, but I'm certainly not surprised to hear that. So you're saying you've got confirmation that it's been canceled?
Yes. What they're doing is actually shutting things down at 4 p.m. on today. They're letting everybody finish their event. So this is equivalent to the South by Southwest being canceled.
Wow.
And Houston, by the end of the day, will be declaring a state of emergency for the city for 7 days. They're also getting ready to cancel the tour to Houston, which is coming up next week as well. I did want to make one more comment, if I can.
Yes, go ahead, Jason.
I appreciate you and Stuart Rose coming out and saying what the people need to hear. I did want to say to the listeners, and I've been a listener for 10 years, that we need to get our mind off of Trump right now and get our mind on Jesus Christ and protecting our families. Because us talking about Trump and how they're trying to attack him is not going to stop what's already inevitable. Trump, at this point, could be a distraction on us preparing ourselves for something that is not could be coming, but can. Also, I want to say to the listeners, look at Exodus 12. And I know this is not a religious program, but it comes a time where we have to get our mind off of people and start looking at survival. And there is a survival mechanism in us that causes us to reach out after something higher than us, that is God. So I did want to say, tell your listeners, if they can, look at Exodus 12 and look at the similarities of what we need to be doing in our own homes. And I appreciate you taking my call.
Well, Jason, blessings to you. And the reason I didn't interrupt you is because I think your message is absolutely critical for this time. And I agree with you. You better get right with Jesus Christ, and you better learn from history that has been described sometimes in advance in the Bible. We are looking at times that perhaps have already been described in the Bible. I mean, I know a lot of different interpretations are out there. I'm not a Bible scholar, but you're absolutely right to point that out, Jason. Thank you so much for that important message for our time. I'm not even sure Trump will survive this as president, by the way. I'm not sure America will survive it. But you know what? Your spirit will survive, and what you do with your spirit and with your Creator, that absolutely matters regardless of what happens with our material world or our geopolitical world. Let's go to Vincent in Illinois. Vincent, we've got about a minute left. Sorry to keep it short for you, but go ahead with your comment or question, please.
How much time left?
You've got about a minute, so go ahead.
First of all, thank you so much for all you have done for humanity, okay? You're probably one of the most brilliant persons I've ever come across. That's number one. Number two, I'm out of Chicago here, or close to Chicago. WGN badmouthed your website, called them up, and scolded them pretty bad. Number three, I want some information about my children. One of my sons lives in Atlanta, Georgia, thinking about flying. My daughter works at a restaurant in Chicago, many restaurants, and I'm worried that she should quit that job. But anyway, give me some advice.
All right, I sure will. And thank you for your call, Vincent, and for your question. So I'm going to
answer your question on the other side of this break that's coming right up here in a few seconds. As I understand it, your question is about you've got family members working in the food industry, restaurant industry, and you're wondering what advice should they be hearing right now. The short answer is there will probably be lockdowns coming from local and state governments very soon. So we'll get into that more on the other side of this break. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. Stay with us. Much more straight ahead.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
From our
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So we have a lot of great callers lined up for you. We're going to go to more calls in a second. I just want to finish answering the question from Vincent in the last segment. He was asking about, he's got family members who work in the restaurant industry. Should they be self-quarantining at this time? Honestly, it depends on a lot of your personal situation. If you have an elderly person at home who has pre-existing medical conditions, then there is a very high risk of their fatality if you were to bring an infection home. Even if you yourself, as maybe a younger person working in the restaurant, or I think this caller said his daughter was working in the restaurant, maybe that person wouldn't have any problem with this virus. Most people do survive. Currently, 94% survive globally, according to the worldometer.info website. But if you've got an elderly person around or someone who's compromised with respiratory dysfunction or high blood pressure or cardiovascular disease is also another cofactor for mortality risk. So think about that. And also remember that you can use antivirals to boost your immune function. You can use, like Gary Haven mentioned an hour ago, vitamin C, vitamin D3, magnesium, and zinc, he mentioned, as things for just general immune boosting. So let's go to more calls. We've got a lot of great callers lined up. John in Virginia. John, you're on the air with Mike Adams. Go ahead, sir, with your question or comment.
Hey, Mike. Actually, a first-time listener of the Alex Jones Show, I actually was listening to the War Room. Oh, I started listening as early as this week. So it's good to hear some different perspectives.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's because InfoWars is real. You know, people do, different guests have different perspectives for sure. But, yeah, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, so currently I'm undecided for 2020, but looking ahead to 2024, I think a lot of this with the coronavirus has people like AOC, who could very well run for president in 2024, say this is a reason why we need, like, Medicare for all. So I just wanted to know what you would say to someone like that. And then also, should we be concerned about a potential AOC running for president in 4 years potentially?
Okay, that's a legit question. I would say first we have to survive as a nation the next year and this coming election. I think we're facing a very dire situation. I'm not even sure elections will take place on schedule this November. So looking ahead to 2024 is pretty far away right now, given the crisis of what we have right now. AOC, I think, is not a viable candidate in once she gets the level of scrutiny that would be applied to her. You know, in the same way that Joe Biden is not a viable candidate either, even though he may be the nominee. Once people start looking at Joe Biden, they just see a senile old fool. And with AOC, you know, that level of scrutiny, she's not going to be able to deal with it very well. Not saying she won't run. You're probably right about that. She could definitely run. Maybe another round for Pete Buttigieg as well. But that assumes we have a functioning United States of America by the time 2024 rolls around. I'm not even sure we're going to get there. But thank you for your call, and thank you for being a new listener and for your comments there, John. Let's go to Johnny in Denmark, get an international caller in here. Johnny, you're on the air with Mike Adams. Welcome to the show. Go ahead with your comments.
Hi again, Mike. I don't know if you remember me from last time. Congratulations for being part of the top team. In the interest of time, I'm going to just kind of read some notes, and if you want to focus on them, I'll be happy to elaborate on them. But basically, by conscientiously and critically listening to reading and watching for about 12 hours a day now for about the last 2 months, authoritative sources, including but not limited to the X-22 report, which isn't as strong as InfoWars, but then again, who is? Especially Dr. Francis A. Boyle, Professor Dr. Richard E. Gordon, whom you might not know, but he's a now decades distinguished Hippocratic integrative doctor, GP, and professor in Ohio, a really good guy in the spirit of Hippocrates and Galen.
What are your conclusions then? You've been listening to all these people. What's your uptake? The upshot, so to speak.
Right. The upshot right now, I mean, I've gone back and forth on this, but the answer is, I have two things to say about that, is It's obviously scientifically irrefutable that it's a genetically engineered bioweapon
yes.
from Wuhan in conjunction with some corrupt American scientists. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
However, I've gone the other way as you in terms of intentionality because I think it was prematurely released. And the reason is because they have gone to such extremes in trying to make it spread. And still, it's not spreading that much. I think you'll find when the dust settles, it's going to have a basically identical morbidity and mortality characteristics as ordinary flu, with the two major exceptions. One is the incubation period, which ranges from zero at a minimum to 27 days at a maximum, with a median in a just released paper yesterday of 5 days. So, for example, one way in which they spread it is by telling people, oh, you're okay if you quarantine for 14 days. And it's true. 97.5% of the cases are it is incubated within 14 days, but we know it's at least 27 days, and who knows what it is at the outer end. So,
do you think it's going to mutate to a less lethal form? Because right now, at 6%, that's about 60 times more mortality than the seasonal flu. Do you think it's going to mutate to become less lethal?
I think that 6% figure is a statistical artifact based okay. on a denominator problem. Basically, everyone who's died from it, or almost everyone who's died from it, has been identified as dying from it. But especially given the shocking statistic that you cited, and I verified, that as of Friday, there were only about 2,000 tests in the U.S. There
yes.
are a lot more people, especially since it's often asymptomatic, that actually have it and weren't included. If there's widespread testing, my prediction is, and mark it here, it's going to go down to 0.1 to 0.2%. But here's why it doesn't matter. Because it's 0.1 to 0, let's just say arguendo, that it's 0.1%, 1 per mil. It's 0.1% of maybe about 150 million people in the U.S., and that's a pretty large number. And that's why I said it almost doesn't matter. And I also have
yeah.
a list of that I compiled of 13 NWO goals, and they've largely been things I've compiled from InfoWars,
Johnny, look, I want to say I thank you for your point, and I appreciate the fact that you're approaching this from a mathematical argument and that it's a rational point that you're making right now. You may end up being correct about this. I want to go to more callers, so I don't have time to get into all your 13 points, but I do appreciate the fact that you're thinking for yourself, you're doing your own numbers, you're reaching your own conclusions, and I hope you're right. I hope that this ends up being a lot less lethal than even 2%, but so far, maybe it's too early to tell. When more testing gets done in America, we'll know more. So, Johnny, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I do want to give other callers a chance to ask their questions and give their comments. They might agree with you. They might disagree. Let's go to Ed in Utah and see what Ed's take is on this. Ed, you're live with Mike Adams. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate you and all you've done for all of us out here in the world. I am wondering about grapeseed oil extract. I've heard that that's a real powerful virus killer. Or maybe it's grapeseed extract, not the oil.
Yeah, you're right. It's GSE is how it's typically known, and it is used in cosmetics, for example, and some dietary supplements for its antibacterial properties. But I don't know that that translates into antiviral properties. GSE is potent. You know, it tastes very, very tart. You know, if you taste it, I would put that on the candidates list of something that might work, but probably too early to tell.
Okay. All right. That's my question. I appreciate your show.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Ed. And now we're going to go to break. And in the segment after this, we're going to go to other callers, Jordan, Heath, Chris, Greg, Monica, Debbie, perhaps others. A lot of great calls today. A lot of different views and analyses taking place. That's what's awesome about this show. This is Mike Adams here for the Alex Jones Show. Fourth hour today. One more segment ahead. Your calls straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
All right, coming to you from Central Texas in my quarantine studio now. I am self-quarantined, and that's not a joke, and it's not an attack on Trump. It's just common sense. Now, I do understand that the Democrats want to use this to hurt Trump. They want it to be bad. They want to crash the U.S. economy. They want Trump to fail.
But all of those facts of what the Democrats want, that does not mean that this virus isn't real. It's like I shared with Alex in the studio, I don't know, Saturday or Sunday, whatever it was. I said, look, you look at 9/11. The first two towers were really hit by airplanes. Those were real planes, not holograms. The two towers came down. And then the globalists, they used demolition to bring down the third building, WTC-7, because they had pre-planned it. It was an engineered event, and then they rolled out expanded surveillance and Patriot Act powers to spy on, well, in the future, Trump. You know, and Trump officials. And then they ran the entire Spygate scam on Trump using the powers that they gained in the aftermath of 9/11. The same thing is happening right now. The virus is real, but the globalists are trying to use it to create global scale events of depopulation, the destruction of Trump, and the destruction of America. So don't think this isn't real. It's real, but the globalists will use it to try to destroy the rising patriotism and nationalism of pro-Trump America. That's my take on it. Let's continue with callers. Let's go to Jordan in Oregon. Jordan, you're live with Mike Adams. Go ahead with your comment or question.
Hey, Mike, long-time follower of you. Really appreciate your work.
Thank you.
I wanted to touch on something before I get into my point. Johnny the caller says that if we would have tested more people, the kill rate would be much lower. I disagree because they didn't test a lot of people that probably died of the coronavirus, that had pneumonia or whatever in the hospitals.
Correct. I'm glad you pointed that out. A lot of people have died across America right now, and they're labeled pneumonia, not coronavirus. So you're correct about that point.
Exactly. So it nullifies that point. Now, we need to throw a wrench in the gears of the globalists. I'm in agreement of 99% of you, Gary, and Stuart, and I'm also in agreement with Alex and Owen. One of the points that Alex and Owen would have would, well, they've already harvested this bioweapon, so if we allow them to shut down America without there being justice in going after the people that caused this problem, then all they have to do is release a bioweapon every year and shut down America. Now,
right.
To add to that, the deep states are already three steps ahead of us. While we spend all this time exposing what they've done, they've already got the next 9/11. They're going to kill Trump, launch bioweapon, drop a nuke. We can't absorb their attacks. We've got to get ahead of them, Mike. Now, the way Trump can do this is he can come out with the proof and the documents that Obama released the virus to China. China released it intentionally or accidentally. It takes the blame off Trump. It puts the focus on the guilty. Now, a way to cure the virus and the deep state is to quarantine America, like you're saying. But at the same time, if we're going to give up our rights, we need to quarantine the deep state, the people that are guilty. We need to have extreme risk people, high risk people, medium risk people. The military needs to round them up. If we're all going to give up our rights and let them crash our economy, then we need to stop them from doing it again. They're going to release another bioweapon. We have to realize that and come to that point.
Jordan, it's like you're reading my mind. What a great caller. And by the way, I'm going to let you speak some more here, Jordan, but just some quick comments. I actually had notes here that said, I meant to cover this, that this is just a softening up operation. This is just wave one, man. They've got more things coming. This is just to make America weak so they can launch the major attack on America, which could be an EMP weapon, another bioweapon, another economic attack, assassinations, who knows. And I agree with you, Jordan. Maybe Trump could use this as an opportunity to go arrest the deep state traitors who should have been arrested 6 months ago. Continue, Jordan. You've got great points. You've got the floor.
Yes. So if we're going to sit at home for a month in America and wonder about our kids' future, we'd like to see people that have their fingerprints on this held accountable. Round them up, investigate them before you give them their rights, but investigate, see if they have their fingerprints on this. Now, we can kill five birds with one stone. We can stop the virus. We can stop future viruses. We can drain the swamp. We can hold the guilty accountable, and we can shift the blame on who's to blame, which is China and the deep state along with Obama.
Yes.
Now, Trump needs to quit playing politics and speak clear and simple. I'm a huge Trump supporter, but I'm a huge critic. I don't like being talked to like I'm stupid. He needs to come out and quit playing politics. It's way too serious to play politics. If people can't grow up, then too bad. It's something that we face, and we have to step up so our kids in this country and the world has a future.
Well, I think you just nailed it, Jordan. Trump needs to get ahead of this, and he needs to now announce what are the origins, who's behind this. It's another deep state attack. It's an engineered weapon against America, and he needs to make the arrests of those who are responsible, or at least start the investigations and then maybe have indictments when the evidence supports it. I agree with you, Jordan. Great call. Let's go to Heath in Louisiana. Heath, you've been listening to these calls. Maybe you have comments on those previous callers, or you have your own comments, but you're live now, Heath. Let's hear from you.
Yeah, I've been listening to everybody and on their intakes on everything. You know, when it comes to the coronavirus, you know, since the beginning of time, you know, our bodies are meant to be vessels for God, and we're made in His image, and the devil knows that. So from generation to generation, the truth has been passed down, but also amongst that, lies have been passed down. And one of the devices that the devil likes to use is repetition. And throughout times, he has been using repetition through music, movies, and media. And in the media, they keep constantly talking about the same thing over and over, using circular reasoning to explain nothing, to waste our time, our value, and our money. And with all the things that they are being pushing and using all this propaganda and stuff like that, they have the weight and the ability to manipulate people's minds on how they can approach the coronavirus. You see, with all
and
the
how do you think they're using that power right now? What's their message right now?
Well, right now, you know, like earlier when you were talking about how, you know, we need to lock down and keep safe and be, you know, controlled, you know, the whole situation and all that. They already know that, and they want it to break out to where everyone can get infected so they can control them even more and make them accept, you know, whatever agenda that they're trying to push. That's what I believe out of that. And besides that, I do have a question for you. A few months ago, Alex and y'all were all talking about how they were doing naval training, Russia, China, and Iran in the seas and stuff to try to practice and all that kind of stuff whenever the General Soleimani got killed. And then literally a few weeks later, the virus started to accumulate more and more, and it just so happened that Russia was able to stop their borders at a certain time and stuff like that. And the way Iran's invading Greece and stuff like that is just really speculative to me. And I was going to ask you, if you think that they're able to use suicide bombers, wouldn't they be able to just send anybody in with the virus as well?
Well, yeah, absolutely. In fact, I described that here on InfoWars weeks ago, and I believe that's happened. I believe that the reason this is spreading so aggressively across America's cities is not just by chance. I think it's deliberate. I think that probably China, maybe Iran, harvested it, had, quote, suicide bombers, you know, biological suicide people infected deliberately. And before they started to show symptoms, they were able to get past airport security. They flew them into U.S. cities to spread this all across the United States. I think that's already happened. So you're right on the money. This is happening. Look, let's go to some more callers. We've got a lot of great callers today. Chris in Florida, you're on the air with Mike Adams. Chris, go ahead. Nice to have you on the show. Oh, Chris dropped off. Let's go to Greg in Montana. Greg, if you're on the phone, you're live.
Yep. Hi, Mike. Thank you very much for taking my call. I got several points if I can rush through them. The first is March 11th, 2004, Madrid train station bombing, 200 killed, 2,000 wounded. I think that they've self-revealed by using this date again.
Yep. The date, again, the globalists believe in the dates. They like the numbers to line up. They keep doing it. And what are the other points?
I think the main thing I'd like to say is Trump will be reelected if he uses this as a come-to-God moment for the nation and tries to lead the country back to God.
I agree with you.
His bully pulpit, he's in the position to do it.
Yes.
And if we pray for him, I think he will.
All right, let's pray for Trump to really get on top of this, take a leadership role, and let's no longer hear Mike Pence telling us this is just the flu or something like that. I mean, give me a break. Come on. This is way worse than the flu. Good points, Greg, from Montana. I'll have to apologize to the other callers, Monica and Debbie. We are out of time for today's show. But, hey, as long as bandwidth still works, I will be joining you from my quarantine station in Central Texas in the weeks and days ahead. I hope you've learned something from today's show. We've had a lot of good callers, a lot of intelligent analysis. Bottom line, get ready. It's way worse than anything I predicted, and probably some lockdowns are coming to certain states and regions for sure, maybe the entire country at some point in the weeks ahead. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com. Thank you for watching today. War Room begins now with Owen Scheuer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.